Rick, I understand that earlier this week you made a presentation to the Rotary Club of Pensacola. Give us an update on where things stand less than a week before the election.
The election, of course, is looming, and we expect to see the Fed raise rates once before the end of the year. They've got their meeting in December still to go. So the Fed is always, of course, a source of uncertainty. And really, by keeping interest rates so low for so long, as we've talked about, there's the possibility of a bubble in the housing market. Prices have recovered across the nation. And here in Northwest Florida, prices are back on their pre-recession trend. And then also, the low interest rates have kept the stock market very high over time, because when you can't earn any money on fixed rate investments, you're forced into higher yield, higher risk investments such as stocks.
And topical to this election is the national debt.
The new president, Democrat or Republican, is going to have to do a lot to reduce the growth rate of the federal debt, because even though the deficit has been coming down since really 2010, when we were running a 10% budget deficit, which is huge, when the budget was about $3 trillion and we were running a 10% deficit, that's massive. And now that we've got a federal debt that in gross terms is approaching $20 trillion, and in terms of the measure that matters, which is the national debt held by investors in the private sector or outside the U.S., and that could be the Central Bank of China, it could be investors in other countries, it could be savers in the U.S., that measure has now gotten to about 75%, that the size of the debt held outside the U.S. government is about 75% of a year's gross domestic product. That's getting towards problem area. And so the next president is going to have to try and bring that ratio back down. It expanded greatly with the stimulus programs associated with the recession. And so what's on the horizon, inevitably, is some combination of an increase in revenue through taxes and a cut in spending. And so do you make the tough choice to cut Medicare and Social Security and defense, or do you make the tough choice to raise taxes? It's going to be interesting to see.
Well, another issue that is topical and that the candidates are talking about and that the Rotary membership wanted to know about was NAFTA.
North American Free Trade Agreement, signed, gosh, back in the early 90s, an initiative of the first President Bush and President Clinton. And NAFTA, in my view, has been a success. You know, when you take a nation as big as the United States and all the demand that's here from 230 million people with the world's highest incomes, and you put that demand into a country the size of Mexico, it causes massive relocations in Mexico, because when the trade barriers come down and Mexicans can buy cheap agricultural exports from the U.S., they're buying corn, they're buying rice, they're buying beans, they're buying meat. Those things disrupt the traditional farming economy of Mexico. And when all the export jobs in Mexico then are in the export zones and the export cities, making stuff, whether it's under contract to an American firm and shipping it back to the U.S., when those jobs become predominant in the Mexican economy, it disrupts the traditional way of life. It provides a better standard of living, very disruptive. In contrast, when you take a country like Mexico, one-third the population of the U.S. and about one-quarter the per capita income of the U.S., Mexico is about the size of greater Los Angeles. That's just not a big impact on the U.S. economy. And so the point to be made is that the real issue is income distribution, that automation as well as trade are putting lower skilled workers at risk for their jobs and livelihoods. And that's the issue that needs to be addressed. However, cutting trade with Mexico, revamping NAFTA, is not going to get the job done, because developing nations, China, Mexico, have lost many more manufacturing jobs than the U.S. The source of the decrease in jobs for workers who have low skills or do repetitive tasks is largely due to automation. That's the challenge we've got to address. And so we need to see more attention to fiscal issues from the next president.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.